current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
You know, Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains on TV, and from movies like Fireproof or Connect or Revive Us, and he's hanging out with us today on SOS Radio. How are you, Kirk?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Nice to talk with you.
So living in Southern California, springtime, this is the best time.
I love it. It's hard to find a bad time in Southern California with the weather being so nice. And, you know, my wife is from Buffalo, where there's only two seasons every year, winter and the 4th of July. So I love living in Southern California with the beach. You can go snow skiing and surfing on the same day.
We have a lot of beach here in Las Vegas. We just don't have any water.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to coming up there, and I appreciate you having me on your program.
Yeah, so Friday the 27th, you're going to be speaking at the Women's Resource Medical Center Shareholders and Life Banquet over at the Rio.
That's right. I'm going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. We're going to be celebrating all that the Women's Resource Center is doing and has been doing for the last 30 years. You know, whenever anybody does anything for 30 years, it's an accomplishment. If you've been married for 30 years, that's a big deal today. If you've been at the same job for 30 years, that's commitment. And these guys have been serving women and saving babies for over 30 years. In my book, that makes them heroes.
Now, Kirk, you and your wife, Chelsea, you have six kids, and you obviously have a heart for adoption. That's a big part of what the Shareholders and Life Banquet's all about, too.
Adoption is, you know, when you say that word, it means so much to me personally. My wife and I have six kids. Four of them are adopted. And we can't remember which ones are adopted and which ones aren't because they're all our kids. God's heart is all about adoption. It's all about being brought into a family. And a family is where, when you find your family, you find your identity. You find your sense of purpose and even your destiny. So when kids are brought into a family through the adoption process, what a gift. First of all, they've been given the gift of life. They get to have a life. And when they're adopted into a family, they hopefully have a mom and a dad who love them and are committed to them and help them understand who they are, why they're here, and where they're going. The Women's Resource Center has got services that are helping for young ladies to place children up for adoption, to serve these moms, to help them make the most life-affirming decisions for their kids and help them be champions in the lives of their community.
Now, Kirk, what was it that originally led you and Chelsea to start thinking, you know what? What if we talked about adoption for our family?
The reason that we started adopting is, first of all, my wife is an adopted child. So she and her brother were both adopted. And so that was a subject that was very special to her. And as we got talking about having kids after we had been married for several years, you know, we decided, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could sort of, you know, we want to be parents and we know that adoption, taking care of widows and orphans is so very important. And so we decided, hey, let's find some kids who need to be adopted into a healthy home and let's do that. And so we actually adopted our first four children before we had our two biological children. And so that's always been really special to us. And, you know, we're the ones who are on the receiving end of the blessing of that whole adoption process because we've got amazing kids. We love them to death. And there's such gifts in our life.
We have Kirk Cameron on with us this morning on SOS Radio, and SaveALifeClub.com has the tickets for the Shareholders and Life Banquet that's coming up on Friday the 27th. Now, time and time again, we see all these horrible stats of what happened to families when father figures are absent. Coming up in a couple of minutes, Kirk's going to talk about how we as men can stand in that gap and help break that cycle on SOS Radio, 5 minutes away.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Talking to Kirk Cameron today at SOS Radio. Kirk, we've seen so many stats about what happens to American households when a father figure is absent. And so many of the crime challenges we've seen in our state, they go back to fatherlessness. So many of the rejection and so many of the traumatic issues that people have dealt with in their childhood when we look back have dealt with lack of fatherlessness. How do we as guys stand in the gap and help break that cycle?
I can't think of any woman or any kids who doesn't long for a man who is strong and responsible and puts others before himself and protects and provides. I mean, that's like the backbone of so many families. And if you break that backbone, if a guy is absent and he just checks out or he's unfaithful to his wife or he puts anything before God and his family, whether it's his work or money or other people or substance abuse or whatever it is, it breaks the back of the family. None of us are perfect, but we can increasingly step up to the plate. We can wake up, we can grow up, and we can begin the process of learning how to be fathers and husbands in our families. So as parents, we need to lead the way because our kids are following our example. Again, that's why I love the Women's Resource Center. And we're going to be talking about these kinds of things because what they're doing is not only giving medical attention and financial assistance to these young ladies who find themselves in a very scary position of being pregnant when they don't want to be, but they're actually helping them to make principled decisions that are going to help not only them be successful in their life, but their kids to be successful adults as well. And that comes in a whole different variety of forms based on the needs of those moms. Some of them will raise their own kids. Some of them will place them up for adoption. They connect them to communities of faith and give them the resources that they need to succeed.
And we're just told again and again, oh, this is a social issue, or this is a choice, or this is a political issue. But what comes down to is these are real people that are struggling. And who I am today isn't who I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, that's the story of so many people in our community, right? And we make decisions when we're young. We grow up. And sometimes we realize some of those decisions I made, they didn't turn out the way that you thought when you were a teenager or when you were in your early 20s. And sometimes there's healing. Sometimes there's trauma. Sometimes there's triggers and things that form. And what I love about this organization is so many of the ladies that work there and the guys that work there, they have been through this firsthand, and they're helping people with healing in our community, whether they're dealing with one of those issues today or they dealt with one of those issues 15 years ago.
I love what you said there. Who of us wants to be defined by the foolish decisions that we made in the past? Oh my gosh, none of us do. And thank God, failure is not final. God doesn't place inspection stickers on us today that never change. We're all works in process. And if we've been given an opportunity to wake up this morning, that means that God's giving us an opportunity to make decisions today that can be better than they were yesterday. And failure is not final. The past does not have to define us. And just because we've made bad decisions in the past doesn't make us fatally flawed. And that's what grace is about. That's what forgiveness is about. That's what helping one another is all about. The Women's Resource Medical Center is providing that kind of care, those kind of resources, and the kind of help that's practical for real people who are needing help right now.
We're talking to Kirk Cameron today at SWS Radio, and he's going to be the speaker this year at the Women's Resource Medical Center's banquet. It's coming up on Friday the 27th. It's coming up quick. SaveALifeClub.com has all the ticket information, but Kirk has six kids. Four of those are adopted. In a few minutes, he's actually going to share what God's taught him about being a spiritual leader in his family and how we can do those same sort of things. SWS Radio.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.
We're talking to Kirk Cameron today at SOS Radio. And Kirk, with six kids, what have you learned about being a spiritual leader in your home?
The seeds that we plant in the hearts and minds of our kids when they're little start bearing fruit in their teenage years. And so my encouragement to dads and moms of young kids is it may seem like a thankless effort to be there with your kids as much as possible and to teach them and to read to them and to sing with them and to pray with them and to pay attention to the details. But all of it matters, especially when your kids become teenagers and young adults and they start making decisions that direct their future and their life. And what I look back on now is I say, man, it was all worth it. And even today, I realize that kids really, more than anything, they play follow the leader. And if you're a mom or a dad, you're the leader in your house, and your kids are designed to emulate what they see. And so the best thing you can do to be a spiritual leader in your house is that you put effort into having a real relationship with God. You know, before you start with the sit-down Bible readings and the devotionals, and those are good, I'm all for that. First and foremost, develop some calluses on your knees by praying as a parent for your kids. You be somebody who goes to church and sings with joy in your heart and watches your kids follow you. If you make that real and they know what's real, they're going to want to have what they see in their mom and dad. And I think that's the first step in being a good spiritual leader. Be a picture of what you want to see in your kids.
And there's really something to go into having a prayer strategy for your family and for your kids, huh?
A prayer strategy, yeah, that's a great idea, you know, because if you got a plan, Now you got something to follow and hold each other accountable. Prayer is so powerful. Prayer is you know, activating the hand of God. And I think if you got a strategy for that, that's awesome. You know, one of these movies that came out recently was called War Room. And that was a movie that was all about the power of prayer in the life of one family. And man, it's powerful. Pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. It's powerful and moves the hands of God.
We're talking to Kirk Cameron today at SOS Radio, and he's going to be the speaker at this year's Women's Resource Medical Center Shareholders and Life Banquet. Kirk, there's about 15,670 Save a Life Club members in Southern Nevada now, and it's a good start, but we would love to get so many more people serving life in our city.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm so looking forward to meeting people. I want to hear their stories. I want to learn more about what the Women's Resource Medical Center is doing this year that is new from last year. They're always growing. They're always looking for new ways to serve women and babies within the community. And so, yeah, bring your friends, bring your family. I'd love to meet you and love to thank you for your support. And it's just going to be a great time. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have good food. We're going to learn lots of great things. And we're going to be spending the whole evening with people who care about the same stuff that we care about. By all means, bring everybody. We want this to grow.
It's coming up Friday the 27th at the Rio in Las Vegas. All the details and ticket information are online at SaveALifeClub.com. Thanks, Kirk.
All right, man. Great to talk to you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.